This is a short sitting practice based on body sensations. So finding a time and a place where you won't be disturbed for maybe 10 or 12 minutes. And just sitting in a comfortable position, feet flat on the floor, sitting bones in the back of the chair, and the upper body with a feeling of perhaps softness, but at the same time being awake to your experience. So upright, but not bolt upright. And keeping the eyes open for this practice, but if they close gently or that feels more comfortable for you, that's fine. But otherwise open with a soft gaze, and maybe just letting them rest on something in front of you, maybe the carpet. So now just getting a sense of how it feels to be sitting here. Noticing the sensations of sitting. So maybe a sense of the feet on the floor, contact with socks and shoes, warmth or coolness. The sitting bones in the chair, and just checking in with the upper body, and just remembering those qualities of softness but awakeness. And just remembering that the intentions of this practice are not to experience things in a particular way. We're just noticing how things are for us already. We're approaching noticing our body sensations with a gentle curiosity. So being really interested, and perhaps an overall attitude of kindness towards ourselves and our experience. Sitting here in this moment, this one right now, I'm just starting to notice that this body is breathing, that there are movements and sensations associated with this breath, this in-breath and this out-breath. And perhaps noticing where you feel the breath most clearly right now. So that could be in the nostrils, cooler air entering the nostrils and slightly warmer air coming out. It could be a sense of the breath in the throat, moving down towards the lungs and coming out again. It could be in the chest, gentle sense of movement here, rising and falling with each in and out breath. It could be further down in the belly. So a gentle rolling movement perhaps down in the belly. And just noticing the breath at this point where you feel it most clearly. And just bearing in mind that we can use this point where we notice the breath during the practice. So should we need to steady ourselves, if we feel upset, or even just a little bit lost with the guidance, we can come back to this place, this what we call an anchor of the breath at any time, and just stay here for a few moments before returning to the practice, if that's our choice. So now with a sense of the breath in the background, there to steady us and return to if we need to, just taking the awareness all the way down the body, as if we were shining a spotlight, moving that awareness down the torso, down both legs, and into the feet, both legs. And then finally into the toes. So noticing what our experience is in the toes of both feet. Being really curious about what might be there. Perhaps there's tingling, sense of aliveness, warmth, coolness, contact with socks and shoes or the ground. So no detail too small. And there may be a sense of not much sensation or experience at all in some places. And that's fine too. We're not trying to conjure up sensation. So moving that spotlight of awareness now to the bottom of the feet and really sensing what's there in this area. So the sole, the arch, the heel. It's really noticing, bringing that friendly curiosity to what's here in this moment. Moving that spotlight to the top of the feet now. Perhaps a sense of the way that the feet are made up of lots of little bones and muscles and skin surrounding. So feeling into whatever's there for us in the tops of the feet. Expanding the awareness slightly to take in the whole of both feet in this moment. Holding both feet in awareness, whatever sensations, lack of sensations, experience is there. And if it hasn't happened already, as often happens or perhaps always happens during practice, our minds will have wandered off. Or maybe going to wander off at some point. And just knowing that this is really normal, this is what our minds do, nothing wrong with this. All part of the practice. And when we notice our minds have gone off, perhaps noting the kind of thoughts that take us away, whether that's worry, daydream, planning, judgment. Just gently but firmly bringing our minds back to wherever we are in this practice, the guidance. And now we're going to leave the feet in our awareness and move that spotlight of attention up the legs. So passing the lower legs, the upper legs, the sitting bones on the chair, the lower back, moving up the back. So noticing muscles either side of the vertebrae, coming to the shoulder area, and now taking that spotlight right down both arms, all the way down and into the fingers of both hands. So just as we did with the feet, really becoming curious about what sensations are there in our fingers right now. So the thumbs, the little fingers and all the fingers in between. What do we notice? So there may be tingling, warmth, an awareness of contacts with the other fingers, places where there are very little sensations. Just opening our awareness to all of this experience, just as it is. No right or wrong way to experience this. Now moving that awareness to the palms of both hands. So there may be a sense of warmth if we're resting the palms on our legs. A sense of contact. perhaps there's a sense of aliveness or tingling in this quite sensitive part of the body. Moving to the back of the hands now. What do you feel now in the back of your hands? Perhaps there's a sense of contact with the air. Or if you're resting your hands palm up, perhaps sensations around the contact with whatever they're resting on. Just really being curious about whatever's here, the backs of your hands right now. And now expanding the awareness to take in the whole of both hands. So the fingers, the palms and the backs of the hands. And holding this part of your body in gentle, curious awareness. There may be other experiences that come into this practice. Perhaps judgment or boredom, fidgetiness. Just noticing those experiences as they come and go. And coming back to wherever we're bringing our attention to at this time, which is the hands right now. And leaving the hands in awareness now and moving the attention back up the arms to the shoulders. Moving up the neck and into the back of the head. So really getting a sense of sensation, experience in the back of the head. There may be a sense of warmth from hair or coolness from the air. Just being really open to whatever's there. Moving over to the top of the head and the forehead. Again, just being open to your experience, whatever it is. Moving to the area around the eyes, the brow, the eyelids, all the little muscles around the eyes that help us with expression and shutting and opening the eyes. Perhaps getting a sense of whether these muscles feel tense or soft right now. If there is a tension there, we can gently invite the muscles to let go. May or may not happen, and that's fine. So moving down to the nose, the area around the nose and the nostrils. Noticing the breath movements, perhaps, as the breath enters the body in this area. The lips and the mouth. Perhaps a sense of dryness or moisture around or inside the mouth. The tongue, gums and teeth. Moving to the jaw now. Again, another place where we sometimes feel a little bit of tension or holding on of muscles. Just noticing if that's our experience right now. And again, if we choose a gentle invitation to soften the muscles. Moving up to the cheeks and the temples and the ears. I'm now getting a sense of the whole of the head, holding the whole of the head in awareness in this moment. So really nothing else to do right now but notice our experience of our head as we sit here. And expanding the awareness once more to link up the parts of the body that we've brought awareness to so far. So the head and the neck, the arms, the hands, moving down the torso and back to the legs and the feet. So just getting a sense now of the whole body sitting here. Starting to notice again those breath movements in this body. And the whole body sitting here in this moment, breathing. Almost as if we were breathing with and into the whole body right now. And now a gentle idea coming into the mind that we are going to be coming to the end of this practice in a few moments, noticing how that lands and starting to get a sense of those points of contact as we sit, the feet on the floor and the sitting bones in the chair, just checking in with the upper body. It may be nice to take a couple of deeper breaths, so breathing in and breathing out. Just a deeper and slightly more intentional breaths, as if we were on top of a mountain and we were breathing in the cool, clear air and really appreciating it. Just to mark the end of this practice. And just opening our eyes when we feel the time is right. And having a little stretch if that feels right for us.